Hi, welcome to Sports Psych in a Minute, your weekly resource for insights and tips into the psychological side of equestrian sport. I've been noodling through a number of different things over the last week. What I think I'll do is record a number of videos today, and then I'll share them with you over the next week or two or three. What I'd like to talk about today is the idea that knowledge and skill does not equal experience. There is a way in which, when we're learning, we are gathering the technical skills that we need in order to be effective as a rider, and then we're practicing their application. And often the process happens, and reasonably so, happens in a set of circumstances or a context which is more predictable. The idea that we're taking lessons, that we are learning to apply these skills in an arena, for example, or the same arena, for example. We might be doing this with one or two or three horses, which are schoolmasters or lesson horses. And we can achieve a high level of skill and ability within a narrow range of contexts. And the piece that is important to remember, and it's one that we need to remember because it relates to our own safety, is that when I am competent with certain skills and abilities, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to translate to situations which are far less predictable, where experience is really going to be the thing that comes into play. I see this a lot with riders who have come back to riding as adults. They may have ridden as teenagers or young adults, and now some 20 years later, they're back riding, and they're feeling really good about what they've accomplished, and for one reason or another, end up riding, for example, a really young horse, maybe a 3 or 4 year old. In that context, when you have a young horse, even the best of young horses, who don't have that mileage under saddle, you're increasing the likelihood of unpredictable things happening. And while as the adult may have all the skills and abilities they need to navigate those situations, they may not have the experience. And because they don't have the experience riding multiple different horses at multiple levels of training in multiple different contexts, it's going to be harder for them to react and respond in an unpredictable situation. So, two conclusions from that, two things for people to take away. One is, if you're feeling anxiety or fear, you want to pay attention to the real risks that you're taking. And if your trainer is saying, look, you have all the ability that you need to ride in this situation, one question you may ask yourself is, okay, so I have the ability, but do I have the experience? Thinking about that in terms of your risk assessment will be really, really important. The other thing is that if you are a rider who's really accomplished and has developed a high level of skill, one of the ways that you can grow as an equestrian is to broaden your experience across different contexts, to ride as many different horses as you can, ride horses at different levels of training, ride horses in different settings and in different contexts, because gaining that experience in order to complement your skill will go a long ways. This has been Sports Psych in a Minute. I'm Dr. Paul Haefner. I will look forward to seeing you next week.